From NPR News, this is News and Notes. I'm Farai Chidea. Yesterday, we brought you the story of Chauncey Bailey, the Oakland-based journalist who was gunned down last week on his way to work. Late Friday, police arrested 19-year-old Devondre Broussard. Authorities say Broussard, a handyman with ties to Your Black Muslim Bakery, then confessed to killing Bailey. His reasoning, say the police? Bailey was apparently working on a piece investigating several aspects of the bakery's business. Yesterday, the question remained, did Broussard act alone? Today, police are suggesting that he did not. For more, we've got Henry Lee, a reporter who's been covering the case for the San Francisco Chronicle. Henry, welcome.
Thanks, Bri. Glad to be here.
So, catch us up on what we now know about Bailey's alleged killer.
Today, Mr. Broussard will be in court in Oakland to face a formal murder charge for allegedly killing Mr. Bailey. We have no further information as to whether we have specific knowledge about who helped him or whether or not he was directed to do so. We do know that he was upset that Mr. Bailey was investigating Your Black Muslim Bakery's finance. The group did file for bankruptcy in October, and this past Friday, a judge ordered that its assets be liquidated.
So your piece in the Chronicle today says that Broussard has had at least one prior run-in with the law. Describe that.
Back in October of 2005, Mr. Broussard allegedly assaulted and robbed a passenger on a Muni passenger bus. The attack was videotaped, and he was ultimately convicted and sent to probation for 3 years. That has angered the father of the victim, and he told me that this is just an indication of why people should be sent to state prison for serious felony.
So what can you tell us about this bakery?
This bakery has been in business for many, many decades in North Oakland. The Black Muslim, this group is separate from the Nation of Islam, which is better known, but they operate a security firm, operate a bakery in North Oakland, and some people are saying that they live in fear, that these people intimidate people that they do not agree with.
So I understand that Broussard's arraignment is today. Where does the investigation go from here, both on the side, you think, of the police, but certainly on the side of journalists?
Clearly, the investigation is ongoing. There might be other people who will be arrested and might face charges at a later date. As far as journalists go, we know many people will be in attendance at a funeral mass on Wednesday for Mr. Bailey. Whether or not Mr. Broussard indeed acted like a good soldier, as he has reportedly told police, whether or not he was directed to do so, and whether other people will be found to be complicit in Mr. Bailey's killing, all remains to be seen.
Now, how are you, as a journalist, covering the murder of a journalist, taking precautions yourself, or how do you think other people who are covering this story are taking precautions?
We cannot let this slaying prevent us from doing our job. I know that it was very shocking for me to see Mr. Bailey's body. I knew him as an acquaintance, as a fellow journalist, and lots of people did here know him. But we can't let that stop us from trying to seek out the facts, trying to unearth things that might be controversial in some quarters, such as the bankruptcy filing that I also reviewed, going out to scenes, talking to people who might be upset about this group as a whole. So this is a very tough job. A lot of journalists have been killed around the world for different reasons, but certainly nothing can be more shocking to see Chauncey Bailey's body on the street just moments after he was killed in broad daylight in a relatively safe part of town here in Oakland.
Well, Henry Lee, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Henry Lee is a reporter for the San Francisco Chronicle.